The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, my first guest is Adrian Weckler. He's tech editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, how's it going?
I'm not too bad, Luke. How are you?
Very well. Great. Now, this is a really good one, Adrian, isn't it? Looks like X is in trouble. It looks like they're going to be getting a fine maybe from the EU because of the blue tick, I believe. So tell us, what's going on?
Yeah, almost certainly they're going to get a fine. So for people who didn't know what a blue tick on Twitter, or now called X, was, it was supposed to indicate that the user was verified, that there was somebody that the company had checked out, typically public figures, politicians, sometimes celebrities, sometimes journalists as well, quite a few journalists had it. The idea was that when you saw somebody with a blue tick that was tweeting away or posting away, that you knew there was a certain amount of authenticity and credibility that they said that they were who they said they were, and it was kind of to protect that legitimacy. Now, what's happened was when Elon Musk bought Twitter, he decided, don't like this system. It's set up for the elite, it's set up for kind of the lords and not the peasants. And he abolished it, and then he offered blue ticks to anyone who would pay for one. So that's, you know, you and me and anyone else.
Yeah.
And that's fine as far as it goes. But what happened then was a lot of scammers and spammers started to buy them. And if you go on X these days, you'll see a lot of blue ticks who are, you know, grifters who are trying to make money. Now, Europe looked into this because we have a new law called the Digital Services Act, and that kind of puts a lot of manners and a lot of new rules on what kind of content and the way that social media platforms can do this sort of stuff. And yesterday, two European commissioners, Thierry Breton and Marguerite Vestager, said, no, sorry, actually, this whole blue tick thing is a bit of a crock. It deceives users. It doesn't mean that people are who they say they are. And actually, it's kind of dangerous. And X is now in line for a fine.
In trouble, yeah. Is this the first time that Digital Services Act is going to be sort of used?
Not right. No.
An early example of it, is it?
Because obviously it's an early example. Yeah. So this only came into force a few months ago. Two other companies, TikTok and Meta, are already in the crosshairs of the Digital Services Act for completely different reasons. But it's a very, very, very serious piece of enforcement. Right. And the fines are up to 6% of annual turnover globally. Now, ironically for X, that's not as much money as it used to be. Before, when Elon Musk bought Twitter, it was making about its turnover, its sales were about 4.5 billion euro a year. He's managed to tank that. So it's about 2 billion a year now, they think. So the fine would be about 120 million euro.
Not insubstantial, but he's well able
Not insubstantial.
But he could afford it, could he?
Well,
what was his pay package? $56 billion or something like that.
That's what he has his eyes on. He's been trying over the last few months to get a $56 billion pay package over the line. This was to do with Tesla. Basically, a few years ago, he convinced Tesla passed an ordinance where he would be given massive stock options if the company hit certain metrics. It did hit those metrics, but then a court in the US said, no, that whole thing was rigged. You had mates on the board who okayed that, and it was struck down. So they had another vote a month ago, and the company shareholders, the ordinary people, actually ratified it. Now, he still has to convince a court, but it looks like he will get his $56 billion, right. So he can afford it.
And I presume it's all about protecting us, is it? And this Digital Services Act is meant to protect us European citizens,
look,
isn't it?
You know? Absolutely. Look, big time. Look, the thing about social media is the one thing that most people have heard from politicians and regulators and pundits and radio stations about social media, other than the fact that it gives everyone their view, is the rise, the swell of misinformation. And why can't regulators do something about this? And why can't the authorities, you know, crack down on all of this dangerous stuff that's going on in the Dublin riots and all of that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
This is a direct response to that. So Digital Services Act basically tells social media platforms that if you're of a certain size, and Twitter makes that size, so it's, you know, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those big ones, there are heightened rules and there are more things that you have to do. Now, that doesn't gel with Elon Musk's thesis. He calls himself a free speech maximalist. And the first thing he did when he bought Twitter was he fired most of the people in Dublin, in the Dublin office. And that was partially because Dublin had a very big trust and safety regulatory office. They were the people directly responsible for coming up with and enforcing a lot of these safety rules. Musk doesn't believe that such things are necessary. He believes that free speech should be a wider thing, a deeper thing. And that directly goes in conflict with European law.
Whenever I hear his name, I think Bond villain. Isn't that a terrible thing to say? But it's very strange. Well, here's a man with billions and billions in money, right? And he seems to want to control so much of what we're doing, in a sense. And because he knows social media is where the action is. So it's a bit disturbing. The first text has come in, by the way. It says, Twitter is a spent flush, people leaving it in their droves, and it's a cesspool, right? Is that true? Are people leaving Twitter and joining Mastodon?
It's really hard to say. They're not joining Mastodon anyway, I'll tell you that. They might be joining Threads, which is the Instagram sort of bit of a ripoff of Twitter. Actually, it looks and feels a lot like Twitter, but it doesn't have nearly as much of the, you know, the hate and the misinformation. That has about a third of the number of users now that Twitter does, but has fewer daily users. No, look, I do think Twitter is here to stay for a while, because even through all of this period, when something breaks, if somebody wants to make a statement, they usually do it on Twitter before they do it on any other social media platform. There are massive problems with it, but it probably is here to stay, for the moment.
I use it as a scientist because it's very useful. I follow maybe 100 things, by the way, only 100 max, you know, and I know they're all validated because they're like scientific journals that are very reputable. Is that the way this is going to go, mate? Because who cares if there's a blue tick or not? You can't trust any blue tick, can you, really? It seems to me.
No.
Shall we say. So if you know who you're following and you can trust them, then it's going to be okay. Maybe that's what's going to become of it in the end. Maybe
I think you're spot on there, and you just kind of have to you know, take your chance and hope that the person you're following is the person that they say they are. There is a serious issue though with people buying blue ticks and then scamming people. We see it a lot in Ireland. There's been a big rise in the number of celebrity impersonations. You'll often see it with News Talk or an RTE or some other broadcaster. Someone will pretend to be them and be trying to sell stuff online. That's not only a Twitter problem, by the way. Right. So there is a gradual erosion of trust, but there is this kind of idea. There is an underlying conflict of philosophies here as well, because Elon Musk, Bond villain or no, he does sort of represent this extreme American view of free speech, very different in Europe. I mean, in Europe, you can go, if you deny the Holocaust, you can go to jail in some countries. And there are pros and cons to that. But that is, we have a very different view as to the damage and the potency of certain types of speech in Europe than they do in the US. So to a certain extent, there is a clash of cultures here. But what Musk and Twitter have to understand is, this is a big market and you're operating in our rules. And if you don't like it, then you might have to leave.
Exactly. And that's a good thing, isn't it, from the European Union's point of view. What's going to happen, Adrian? What do you think? Will they relent? Will they pay the fine, or will they leave Europe?
My good instinct is that they will either pay the fine or try and negotiate around the fine. Usually when somebody actually stands up to Musk, he usually backs down. Last year, Turkey's leader Erdogan issued him a pretty draconian order and told him to suppress some tweets from opposition politicians or Twitter be kicked out of the country. And you would think that's exactly the circumstance in which Musk would stand up with his Captain America flag on, say, no, we stand for freedom. Actually, he relented and he backed down.
Did he?
Absolutely. So when it actually comes to it, he does back down. There are two distinct possibilities. One is the extreme one. He pulls Twitter. He pulls X from the European Union. That is a possibility, but it's an outside one. He might decide, look, sorry, this is more important than one region. These guys are meddling in our affairs. They're telling us what to do, and we're not going to do that anymore. Goodbye. We're going back to the States. I think that's unlikely. I think he's most likely to try and negotiate a settlement here. Part of that would probably be building back up some of the Dublin base with the trust and safety regulators and trust and safety team. So it could be a very interesting time here in Dublin for that.
It could, couldn't it? Increase employment then back to numbers again and X, I guess, and recruit people. One more text has come in. Instagram is the way forward. No hate, mostly good vibes. That's shown. Is that true? Do you agree with that?
Listen, there's an entire Instagram other item as well? We could do on Instagram, you know, from kind of body image issues to the sort of vanillaization of what you're supposed to look like. And I think Instagram is definitely here to stay. I think Instagram is far bigger than Twitter, like much, much bigger. And if you talk to people who make money out of social media, it's really sort of Instagram, YouTube and TikTok where the world is. Right. And Twitter is something different entirely. It's really for hard news.
Right, gotcha. Adrian, thank you very much. We'll watch this space closely.
Thanks, Luke.
That was Adrian Wechler there talking about X potentially facing hundreds of millions in fines.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.